People always wonder, then how does this work in my relationships, in particular in my love relationships? Well, if you can meet your relationship as you meet yourself, then you will see the flowering of the potential of what we call love relationships. Then relationships are not in fact relationships. They are in fact oneself discovering oneself deeper in different form, in different manifestation. Then these so-called relationships are vehicles for the deepest truth. Usually relationships, unfortunately, are not based on discovering truth. Usually they're based on some kind of furtherance of the maintenance of this I thought, so that a lover may take a lover, because the lover promises some security, promises some joining of this I thought, some alliance, so that the I thought can be protected from the rest of the world. In other words, usually relationships are quite neurotic. But the potential, even for neurosis, is to discover who is in relationship, who loves, and in that, to discover what is permanent, while the manifestations of this love are inherently impermanent. Parents die. Children die. Lovers die. Love does not die. Love meets itself again and again and again. Permanence meets itself again and again and again, penetrating every impermanent relationship. If one is willing to love purely, then one is willing for birth and death to occur, because one is willing to be that which one loves, which is in fact love. To be love is to be no thing in particular, is to not be clinging to anything in particular. Of course, what gets called love is egoic love, is a sentimental imitation of love, and it has to do with very much suffering. But what is true love does not cast suffering out, but embraces suffering to such a degree that suffering itself falls down, prostrate, bowing to the mystery and the magnificence and the permanence of love, while all of the objects of love come and go. This is the true marriage. When you as mindstream meet truth as ocean of love and bow before that and vow to serve that, this is true marriage, and this is a true life that is lived in that marriage, in that service. I'd like to talk a little more about relationships, since this is where most people feel their attachments and their suffering. And you know, the basic problem in relationships is that you're trying to get something from someone else that is already present within you. This is reflected in parent-child relationship, where a parent may hope that the child will finally give the parent fulfillment that it didn't experience, or the child hopes that the parent will give it fulfillment. And it gets played out as adults in our matings, with all the attendant attitudes of suffering, such as jealousy, fears of abandonment, anger, possessiveness, suffering in general. The opportunity in relationship is when these feelings arise after the first honeymoon of falling in love passes. When these feelings arise, the opportunity is to really not focus outside on other, the mate, to see how it can be fixed, but actually to turn inward and be willing to directly experience whatever it is being avoided. So that if jealousy is a problem, if this arises, even if the partner is playing some covert or overt role in evoking this jealousy, just for the moment, rather than addressing the role the partner may be playing, if you can simply turn inside and experience fully, without moving, this jealous state. Under jealousy is something deeper, that the jealousy is some kind of defense against. Jealousy seems to me to be composed of fear and anger. So under the jealousy, there is a more primal emotion that can be directly experienced. And in the willingness to experience this, all kinds of insights may arise in terms of how you were treated as a child or what your first relationship was like with a lover. And that's interesting and can even be helpful. But if the focus is on simply experiencing what is being avoided, you will see then that jealousy, the role of jealousy, is to somehow keep your attention away from experiencing that fear or grief or abandonment or abyss of emptiness. And you will have the opportunity to actually experience that. When you are willing to experience, ultimately, emptiness, nothingness, then you are already free, because all of the strategies are some kind of movement away from that experience. So this invitation is to experience that which all strategies work to keep you from experiencing. You experience that, and the truth is, in your direct experience of that, you realize boundless freedom. You realize that which you are searching for in this other is present right here where you are, regardless of other, and certainly regardless of other activity. Then, naturally, there is clarity. And whether you are to get rid of the lover or whether you are to be clear with the lover in terms of what boundaries must be set, in terms of what activity is acceptable or unacceptable, this all naturally comes from this deep insight of the truth of who you are. So what I'm saying is that this love that you are searching for everywhere is already present within you. It may be evoked by any number of events or any presence. A mountain can invoke this love. Sunset can invoke this love. Your beloved can evoke this love. Your guru can evoke this love. But finally, to realize you are this love, you have to be willing to follow where the evoking is pointing. And that is within you, that source of love. So in that sense, even the worst relationships are great teachers or great vehicles for the true teacher, the Satguru. I'm not condoning abusive relationships. Sometimes people misunderstand this and assume that I'm saying, well, you just accept whatever your partner does to you. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that clarity in relationship is responsibility. And responsibility, the very meaning of the word, is the ability to respond, not based on past, not based on fear, not based on control of other. So in your willingness to just stop for one moment and not follow the workings of the mind into attaching blame or attaching outcome, into attaching analysis, just to be still and completely experience what is arising. When you completely experience it without repressing it, without acting it out, you will see that it is nothing, that the jealousy or whatever other evoked emotion was only held together by thought, whether this thought be conscious thought or subconscious thought, preverbal thought. That's what holds together. That's the glue that holds these not quite primal emotions such as jealousy, anxiety, worry, holds guilt, holds those together. And when you are willing to cut the story and experience what is under the guilt, under the jealousy, under the anxiety, under the worry, then you have the opportunity to really directly experience pure emotion. And from that, you have the opportunity to experience pure emotionlessness. You know, in our culture in particular, people are quite happy to experience emotions somewhat, because there's a sense of depth and a sense of freedom. But often this willingness to experience emotions is a cover for the fear of experiencing no emotion whatsoever. We have defined ourselves as emotional beings, and perhaps that is a step deeper than defining yourself as a purely mental being, but it is not all the way home. And what is avoided in defining yourself as an emotional being is this emotionlessness, this nothing, this emptiness. So that is the invitation. And when you are willing to experience that, and when you have experienced that, you know directly that who you are cannot be defined by any state of either emotion or non-emotion. And this is freedom. Then there's freedom for emotions to arise. They don't mean anything about who you are. And there's freedom for no emotion to arise. The arising of no emotion also means nothing about who you are. Then you know directly that these emotional states, or these states of no emotion, are simply passing through who you are. This is self-inquiry. This is self-inquiry that is dealing directly with emotional states. And this is available for you. If your relationships are going well, it's available. If your relationships are not going well, it's available.